My guest in the studio today is Fiona Gaskell, who is chairman of the Harpenden Seniors Forum. Now, that's got three words in it. One of us gives us a clue as to where. The other gives us a clue as to who. In other words, seniors, which is what, over 60?
Yes, 65? Well, I mean, really anyone who thinks they're a senior can join. We don't have strict rules about that. Okay. We usually find that they're over 60 at least, if not over 65.
Right.
And a lot of our members are in their 70s, 80s, even 90s.
They have to be based in Harpenden?
Yes, to join they have to be based in Harpenden. The reason being that we hand deliver a newsletter twice a year to all our members, and they're delivered by volunteers, and so we can't deliver outside Harpenden. They have to be in the AL5 postcode.
Okay, so we've got the Harpenden, we've got the seniors. And forum, it's a slightly strange term, isn't it?
I'm not really sure. I think the idea was seniors getting together. And so we do hold some events where they get together. Notably, the Seniors Fair now is the biggest event that we hold once a year.
Which is coming up in October.
And that's coming up on October the 16th.
And it's in the Harpenden
In
Halls.
Harpenden Public Halls, yes, that's right.
You say you have some meetings and you've talked about a newsletter. So let's go back to the beginning, because it was founded by one chap.
It was founded by Alan Cox, a Harpenden resident, who is really an outstanding local citizen who had done all sorts of things already, been chairman of the Harpenden Trust, president of Rotary and so forth. But he had the idea that there was something missing and that he wanted to have an organisation that could help provide information to seniors. He felt there were people who could be on their own, perhaps fairly recently retired, perhaps recently widowed, who were wanting to know about what was going on in Harpenden that they could join and were unsure where to look for that information. And so we have a phone line which people can phone between 10 a.m. and 12 noon, Monday to Friday. We'll give the phone number at the end. People can ring that phone line and hear about what's on in Harpenden in the way of, for example, lunch clubs and societies.
Is that a pre-recorded message? Or?
Oh, no, these are volunteers working from home. The way it works is we used to have an office where they went in and could actually meet people who came. But unfortunately, rental prices were too high in Harpenden. So we operate it from home. You ring the same number and it's transferred to the volunteer's own home line. They pick up the phone and answer it, Harpenden Seniors Forum, and they're ready to answer your questions about what's going on in Harpenden. If they can't help with something, they will be able to pass you on to someone who can help.
Would you need some pointers? Would you need them to say, I'm interested? What sort of areas are you interested in?
Yes, it could be that. But actually, there's a website that's opening up in Harpenden very soon called Connecting Harpenden, which is going to be a very useful source of information. And the volunteers would be able to tell you about that. So, of course, the internet is a very good source of information. But if people aren't online, then the phone line is a very good way. The phone line volunteers have got access to the internet and they can look things up on your behalf.
And is there a sort of package of information which every volunteer
has? Yes, that's the way it works. Yes, that's right. And they also have information on trades and services, because we find often seniors will want to find someone who can fix their television aerial, something like that. Small traders in Harpenden, they will pass on details of three different tradespeople, and you can ring all three. They don't recommend particular ones. On the other hand, if they hear anything bad, they certainly take them off the list straight away. And I think seniors find the service very useful. Hairdressers, for example, who can come to the house, the sort of thing that seniors like to use in their later years.
So it seems quite a wide range of information covering activities that are, like you said, lunch clubs.
Yes.
Book groups, reading groups, what are they
called? Yes, I don't think they so much have book groups, but I think they would probably say, get in touch with your local library, and I think they would have details of book groups.
There's a whole range of organisations that work with seniors, people of a certain age, providing practical information, advice, help. Have you got access to all these?
Yes, we do. So, for example, in Harpenden, there's the Harpenden Trust, which is a very valuable local charity which provides help to people of all ages as required. And we work closely with them. Also with Harpenden Helping Hand, which is like a good neighbour scheme which will drive people to hospital and pick up prescriptions for them, that sort of thing.
So you see yourselves as a sort of conduit of information.
Yes, that's right. A kind of signpost, if you like, signposting people to where to go for help or more information.
And you mentioned the imminent arrival of...
Oh, yes, Connecting Harpenden.
Connecting Harpenden.
Now, this is going to be launched at our Seniors Fair on the 16th of October. And it's a website that's going to have details of a lot of local organisations, what they do, how they can help. And it's all based on Harpenden.
So they're going to put you out of business? They're going to do what you do?
No, they're going to work with us. Okay. They'll work with us. It's not a phone line, it's a website. So we, on our website, we did consider the idea of doing that and we gave up. We thought it would be too complicated to update. But they've been ready to take on that challenge.
They're going to be funded by advertising, do you know?
No, I don't think there's going to be any advertising on Connecting Harpenden. I think they might have had some help from the council, actually, and from the Harpenden Trust, just to get it going. And I think that the costs are pretty minimal, actually, yes, if it's just a website.
Talking about costs, you've talked about a newsletter and you talked about an event. We'll talk about the Seniors Forum event in a moment. But the newsletter, does that cost money?
Everything is free to members. There's no catch in it. So you join free of charge and you will receive a newsletter delivered, hand-delivered to your home twice a year. There's also a website and you can download the newsletter from there. And everything is free. The reason is we get some support from the council. Also, we get some commercial sponsorship. So, for example, in every newsletter, you will find an insert from a commercial company, which has helped to cover the costs of copying and so forth.
So those are your principal costs. I mean, you're all volunteers.
Yes.
You have a volunteer committee.
Yes.
And you get the cost of the newsletters covered.
Yes.
The Seniors Fair pays for itself.
Well, the Seniors Fair more than pays for itself because we have a small number of commercial exhibitors and they have to pay for their stand. We're expecting 36 exhibitors this year, the biggest fair that we have held, and we're using both halls in the Harpenden public halls, and there will be 8 commercial exhibitors who all have to pay, so we make a modest profit on that, which helps pay for the phone line.
Now let's come to this event then.
It's called the Seniors Fair
because it's like a trade fair
Trade fair. There are 36 exhibitors,
and what's their purpose?
The point of it is really to provide information about what's available in Harpenden. Some of the organisations that take a stand are national organisations such as Age UK, but the stand is organised by the person who runs their local shop in Harpenden. So it's very much geared to local Harpenden issues, the Age UK stand. And it's been running very successfully for several years now, the Seniors Fair. But we have new exhibitors every year. We've got half a dozen this year. Citizens Advice, St Albans District. Now, the reason they're there is that they've opened up a advice centre in Harpenden, which operates 2 mornings a week, and that's at the Methodist Church. Oh, yeah. Connecting Harpenden is that website mentioned. They're obviously new because they're launching there. Hertfordshire Health Walks, which is the publicly funded organisation which provides fairly short, manageable walks in the countryside around Harpenden. The way it works is that you meet at a particular point in Harpenden and go off for a different walk. I think it's every week, I'm not sure. And I think there are a range of walks, and I think they operate walks from Wheatonstead as well. So if you're Harpenden based and have a car, you can drive off and go on some of the other walks as well. And there is a volunteer leader with each one. And it's usually a very popular stand, and the leaders come. You can meet them at the Seniors Fair and talk to them about how demanding the walks are if you're worried about that. Home Instead Senior Care is a commercial organisation and they provide home care for seniors. Nannies for Grannies is another one. They're also new. Now, Pegasus Life Park House is another new commercial exhibitor. They're the developer of the old day centre in Harpenden, which has been turned into flats.
It's where you used and to have your...
That's where we used to be based. And they're paying for a stand to promote the development and the flats that they are offering in Harpenden for sale. And I think a lot of people will really be quite interested to see pictures of what the flats look like. The final new exhibitor is Prostate Cancer UK. Of course, we all know prostate cancer is a terrible illness and difficulty, I think, in identifying symptoms. And anyway, we have somebody local from Prostate Cancer UK who's coming along to talk to people about
that. Of course,
an
area in which there's been a lot of research, a lot of effort.
Yes.
So those are the new ones, but you say you've got 36
altogether. It's a very busy event. There are over 400 seniors generally come. It opens at 10:30 and finishes at 1:30. When you get tired of walking around the stands, you can sit down and enjoy coffee, tea, cake, refreshments, all homemade by the local WI in aid of Hearts Air Ambulance. And all the refreshments are in aid of Hearts Air Ambulance. We hope people will give generously to that. The fare is free to enter.
And so you're taking up both halls?
Both halls,
the,
yes,
where are you going to squeeze
right.
Where's the coffee going to be?
Oh, that's going to be in the small hall.
This is the sort of the key event to which you and your committee work.
Yes, it is. It is our biggest event of the year and it's very much focused on our aim of providing information. And we normally find that the exhibitors are very happy to meet a good number of seniors and promote what they do. There are many, like Computer Friendly, who've been coming year after year, always a very popular stand. And they provide computer starter courses.
Talk about starter courses, because I think it's something that you've done, sort of taster, this idea
yes,
of
taster
helping,
sessions.
Because most of us are scared of doing something that we have to commit ourselves to for a period of time if we don't know if it's going to work for us.
Yes, exactly.
You think of yoga or cooking classes or whatever else.
So we've done taster sessions with Computer Friendly, but this coming season, in September on the 20th, we've got a taster session for a strength and balance class, which is, if you like, a keep fit class for seniors who perhaps have slight mobility problems, and they can go along on the 20th. You have to book first, so ring our phone line to book, to come along on the 20th to Park Hall and have a taster of an hour's session, which can be chair-based. It's not going to be too demanding, no weights or anything like that, no doing your exercises on the floor. It's gentle exercise. We're running this as a free taster session organised by a commercial organisation called the Cheerful Chums, who are former physiotherapists or existing physiotherapists, perhaps. They're running the class free of charge, but they're hoping that people will want to book on a regular basis at that time on a Thursday once a week.
Do you have anything else in mind that you might do in this way, the sort of taster session?
For next year's programme, I think that we will, because we find them very popular. People, as you say, they're a bit tentative about going to something like a Keep Fit class, particularly if they have mobility problems. And just the incentive of being able to go along with other people in the same position just gives them the incentive to go. And when we did this last year with the Cheerful Chums, I think we had well over 20 people came along to the class.
And if somebody wanted to come but had a mobility issue or it couldn't drive, they couldn't get that far or whatever else, you could link them to Helping Hand.
Yes, that's right. If you were lucky, you could get Helping Hand to organise a driver. You have to remember, Helping Hand, they're all volunteers, and so it does depend on them being available.
I think, like good neighbour schemes everywhere, you have to book in advance.
Indeed.
So what's the date of that test, that particular taster one, in September?
That's the 20th of September.
Good. Okay. You did some cookery classes earlier this year, I think, didn't
you? Yes, that's right. We have done cookery classes for men. The way they work is that they're run by an organisation called the Kitchen Front, which is run by two home economists, two sisters. They run the class people have paid £10 to come along, and the men have a chance to try three dishes, each for two people, and they can take those dishes home with them for £10. It's really been very popular and successful. But we've decided now that we're not going to run any more. The reason being, we found that the same people were coming to them, and also we were subsidising them to quite an extent, and we felt this was perhaps slightly unfair on other people who weren't going. And so we're having a change next year. We'll be doing something different. We're hoping that if people want to go to those cookery classes, they are run on a commercial basis by the Kitchen Front, and we hope to have details in our next newsletter in the spring.
I don't live in Harpenden, but most people in Harpenden, and the same would apply in St Albans and elsewhere, probably don't know a fraction of what's going on actually.
That was the whole idea.
And so 10 years ago, one man started it, had the idea.
And we've now got 1,400, nearly 1,500 members. The membership tends to grow and grow because at events like the Seniors Fair, we tend to get a large number of new members, and yet the people don't pay to join, and so they remain on the list until we hear that they've moved away or whatever.
Euphemisms. we all move on in one way or the other.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. So any listener who may not themselves be a senior but may have relatives, grandmas, parents, whatever else who are, might find it quite useful for them.
And we do sometimes find this, that grown-up children will bring elderly parents along, particularly perhaps if they've been widowed, just to try to get them out and let them see the sort of things that are available.
Because the reality, and it doesn't just apply to seniors, but the reality across society as a whole, the more and more people are living alone for one reason or another.
Yes.
As you grow older, loneliness becomes a habit, as it were, or aloneness. But you're using what is, quote, old-fashioned technology called a telephone.
Yes, indeed.
Which is actually very nice because there's a human being on the end of it.
Yes, that's right.
And that human being can respond to specific inquiries, specific concerns, and probably they're quite experienced at sussing out what somebody's really trying to look for, I guess.
Yes, perhaps they are. Yes. I hope so.
Do you have enough volunteers to man that line?
Yes, we do, actually.
I say male, it's probably man
we
and
do.
Woman.
We do have some men, but they're mainly women, I must admit. We do have enough volunteers for it, and it's very good of them because they're just working from their own home. They have a two-hour slot, and they divert the phone to their phone line, and they're not necessarily just sitting by the phone, because they don't expect a torrent of phone calls. They can get on with the ironing or whatever. And when the phone goes, they can answer it and help.
So it's a tremendous source of information for a lot of people. So you're also working with Computer Friendly, not just in this sort of taster and you connect with them, but they have a base in Harpenden now, don't they?
Yes, they do. They run sessions at the Skew Bridge pub, which works very effectively. And those are drop-in sessions. And so people can drop in.
And that's, of course, a lot of people are moving straight into iPad or onto iPad.
We're finding iPads are very popular among seniors, that some people are just taking up a computer for the first time and it's not a laptop, it's an iPad. Because they can be, once you get used to them, really very easy to use.
Right, well, so let's finish on the fair, because that's the important one coming up on October the
16th
in the Harpenden Halls. I call them the Harpenden Halls.
Public
halls. And that will be an opportunity to meet with lots of different organisations.
Indeed.
They'll present their wares. What do you do then? And they'll tell you. Well, I wish you luck. That's from 10:30 to 1:30.
Yes, it is.
And the phone line is open between
10 a.m. and 12 noon, Monday to Friday. And the number is Harpenden 462926.
Fiona, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Fiona Gaskell there describing the work of the Harpenden Seniors Forum, the aspirations as well as the work, of course. What they're trying to do is to make sure that anybody in Harpenden or nearby villages of a certain age can have access to find out what's going on, what they might be interested in joining or attending or participating in some way. Then we talked about the Seniors Fair, which is like a trade fair where lots of organisations, the local organisations, but also representatives of national organisations. So she mentioned Age UK, and there are lots of others there that will be saying, this is what we can offer. If you want to find out more, take a leaflet, talk to us, and we'll help. And that is the Seniors Fair at the Harpenden Public Halls on Tuesday, the 16th of October, and it runs from 10:30 to 1:30. And of course, the all-important telephone line which she gave you, which is Harpenden 01582 462 426. 462926. By ringing that number, a local person can get all the information they need from volunteers at the end of a phone that runs between 10 and 12. The website is www.harpendonseniorsforum.org. Ever so simple. And you'll find more information on there if you're able to get access to it. And if you're unable to access the internet because you haven't yet learned how to use an iPad, well, go along to one of the classes at Computer Friendly, which are held at the Skew Bridge. Again, information from that number, 01582 462 926.